Cavalera, Thursday, September 3rd. Today we're talking about a quiet hotfix, an official forum that's grumbling over the siege of Orison, and a Reddit that's actually having a pretty good time with that same event. Two communities, two moods, one day. Let's start with the game. Alpha 4.10 is still the live build, and a new hotfix is being tested before it rolls out more broadly. Nothing flashy, but solid stuff. D-pad navigation has been tweaked to work better with macros and voice commands. A bug that impounded your vehicle right after you'd just retrieved it has been fixed. Mendo Ren, the NPC in the Siege of Orison who had an unfortunate habit of sliding off his railing mid-fight, now stays put where he's supposed to. And the Battaglia story contracts that sometimes refuse to generate have been repaired. CIG also dropped their August monthly report. The content and AI team looks back at the return of Recco Battaglia and his narrative mission chain, presented as one of the standout milestones of 4.10, the result of coordination across multiple development teams. Now to the community, and Spectrum first because the tone there is noticeably sharper than usual. The dominant topic is the revamped Siege of Orison, a thread with a pretty blunt title, essentially saying that if people wanted to play a shooter, they wouldn't be playing Star Citizen, has racked up over 350 upvotes. Other discussions follow the same thread, criticizing the design of Mendo Ren and the other enemies, seen as way too tanky for what they actually bring to combat. One thread goes as far as saying the event contradicts the very identity of the game, and another flags knock-on effects in other parts of the universe. A more practical thread is making the rounds to help everyone out, a list of workarounds for the retrieval terminals that stay grayed out during the event. No official CIG response addressed these criticisms directly during this period. This unease around the current event is part of a broader exhaustion. A thread claiming the persistent universe feels empty drew over 150 replies. Other discussions are revisiting older questions. Where does exploration actually stand? What happened to the flight model overhaul that's been promised for ages? And why does the monthly report so often skip the section on core gameplay? One thread even mourns the loss of an old intermediate state between life and death that players felt was more interesting than the current system. These aren't isolated jabs, it's a slow-burning frustration that keeps surfacing, and today it's surfacing loudly. One thread stands out in particular. People wondering whether Squadron 42 is actually done, and whether all the teams are now fully focused on Star Citizen. None of it is confirmed by CIG, it's community speculation, but it's feeding plenty of discussion and guesswork about a future release window. A symbolic milestone reached this week is also generating talk. A thread wonders whether CIG will mark the crossing of the $1 billion funding threshold in any way. On a lighter note, a prediction that a specific ship would win the Ship Showdown tournament in 15 minutes got a few laughs, without the official rankings having settled anything yet, and another post praised the overall quality of the tournament's organization. Over on Reddit, the atmosphere shifts. The Siege of Orison is getting a much warmer reception there. One player talks about how impressive the experience is in VR, and several posts praise the patch's stability, some going so far as to call it the best in that department in a long time. One thread picks up comments attributed to a developer about how instancing works and how it affects the number of players who can be in the same place, though the exact details couldn't be independently verified. On the bug front, the Clipper is currently invincible in simulated combat due to a collision issue, in the same vein as similar cases seen before. Work on desync problems is also progressing. The QA team has wrapped up its initial review and is now handing things off to the relevant developers. Other players are voicing frustration over features that were announced and then went quiet, like proper hangar decoration or the suit lockers mentioned for previous patches that are still nowhere to be seen. And then there's the stuff that's purely Reddit, the humor and the everyday absurdity. One player rounds up the bugs that made them laugh this week. Another tells the story of how a mobile anti-aircraft platform worth over 1 million credits was defeated by a 15-centimeter rock. The game's composer gets some appreciation, the new monthly collectible gets a warm reception, and someone even shares analysis from a German tech outlet that calls the project ambitious. Sure, but not out of reach. The verse by the numbers to wrap up, $188,000 raised yesterday, and a total that now exceeds $1.041 billion. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow, and crash in style.